Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancamp, and I come to you as I do each day from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Our passage today is from the Gospel of Mark. On this Thursday of the first week of Ordinary Time, January 15th, 2026. Mark writes, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." A leper comes to Jesus, kneels down, and begs him, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with compassion, Jesus stretches out his hand, touches him, and says the words the man's heart has ached to hear, "I do will it. Be made clean." Immediately the man is healed, restored, whole, lifted from isolation back into life. Yet what Jesus says next is perhaps the most curious part of the entire encounter. "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." Why would Jesus command silence after such a glorious miracle? Why insist on going through the ancient prescriptions of the law? And why is the act of showing oneself to the priest considered proof? Jesus often tells those he heals not to speak about it. It is not fear. He is the Word made flesh. It is not shame. He has come to heal the world. It is mission. Jesus knows that if his identity is misunderstood, if people see him only as a wonder worker, a miracle dispenser, a healer on demand, then his deeper mission will become obscured. The silence he commands is not secrecy, but purity of revelation. He wants hearts to receive him not merely for what he can do, but for who he is, the one who brings reconciliation between God and humanity. Christ's miracles are not meant to dazzle. They are meant to reveal the kingdom. Sometimes silence is the soil where truth grows without distortion. In biblical times, of course, leprosy brought not only disease, but social death. Lepers lived outside the community. They were ritually unclean. Healing alone did not restore them. The law required that the priests examine the people, verify the cleansing, and formally reintegrate them into Israel's worshiping community. Jesus honors this. He who is the true high priest sends the man to the priest of the law, not because he needs validation, but because he desires the man's full restoration. Not just physical, not just emotional, but communal, sacramental, liturgical. The healing of Jesus always pushes outward. It is never merely for the individual. He wishes us to be restored to one another as much as to God. Jesus does not discard the old covenant. He fulfills it. By sending the man to make the prescribed offering, Jesus shows that grace does not float above the rhythms of worship. It completes them. What Moses prescribed was a ritual of thanksgiving, purification, and acknowledgement of God as healer. Jesus wants the man to offer this sacrifice because healing always draws us into worship. God restores in order to be praised. He lifts up so that our lives may become offerings. This is a call to us. every grace we receive should find expression in thanksgiving. The proof Jesus speaks of is not spectacle. It is reconciliation made visible. When the priest publicly declares the man clean, the community sees mercy triumph over exclusion. The law recognizes its fulfillment, and the man becomes a living testimony of God's compassion. The true proof of Christ's power is not publicity, it is transformed lives. A healed person returned to love, returned to worship, returned to communion. This is proof more compelling than any rumor of a miracle. We all carry forms of leprosy, not physical, but interior. Wounds we hide, habits that isolate, shame that pushes us to the margins. We long for Christ to say to us, "I do will it, be made clean." And he does. He always does. Yet he also says to us, "Show yourselves, be reconciled, allow grace to reach your relationships, enter again into the community. Let your healing become a testimony, not in words, but in transformed lives." Christ's desire is never partial. He wills complete restoration. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you touch us in our woundedness and speak your healing word, "I do will it." Cleanse our hearts, restore our relationships, and lead us into deeper communion with your people. May our lives become proof of your mercy, quiet, humble, undeniable. Teach us to seek not glory, but gratitude, not attention, but authentic transformation. Make us whole, that we may praise you with our whole being. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others and to return here each day to my hermitage as we reflect over the Word of God and its meaning for our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.